don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of this third and final hour here on the first day of August, August 1st, 2025 edition. This Friday, your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Appreciate Captain Jeff for those text messages, filling in the spaces for us, doing the research. Johnny on the spot, greatly appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much for that. I want to thank Pastor Chatfield. We've been doing this history lesson together now, almost going on, I think, 10 or 11 years. I mean, we started with this years ago. And I greatly appreciate all the time and effort he puts into being on the radio with me every Friday from 10 to 11. And as a public service, we bring you church services from his church, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake, every Sunday from 11 to noon. Now, he'll be back in the pulpit this Sunday. He's been out traveling around the country, passing out tracts, winning people to Jesus, and he's back. He is going to be in church in person this Sunday. If you can't make it to his church to see him in person, you know, all you have to do is tune in to the Patriot Voice Radio Network, 11 to noon on Sundays. I get him connected into the studio from the church pulpit, thanks to Annette Thompson, and we're able to carry that church service 1 hour live every Sunday. Now, again, I'd like to remind you, get up a little bit early and listen to Rick Hughes' Flatline, 7:30 to 8. A little bit of a different perspective, and absolutely goes through the 10 biblical principles to live your life by. 10 principles right from the Bible. Bible discussion, scripture broken down for you in a way that is very easy to understand and to get a grasp of it. And then, if you want to contact Rick Hughes, you can email him. You can go to his website, rickhughesministries.org. You can order books that he's written, DVDs, these bookmarks, all kinds of materials available for absolutely free. I just got a package from him the other day. He mailed me 3 copies of his book, and he paid for the books, the printing, the envelope, $4.47 postage to mail it to me, all for free. So again, check him out Sunday mornings everywhere here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Both websites, both phone apps, the radio station 97.7 FM. That is every Sunday from 7:30 to 8. Then we go back to today's show. It's rebroadcasting over the weekend, repeating on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, the TuneIn app. Well, then on the radio station, when we get done with the flatline, we come back and do this show. Today's show will air until 11 o'clock. Then Pastor Chatfield comes on live from his church. And then at noon, we're back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on everything. The Patriot Voice Radio Network, the radio station, all of it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three here on the first day of August, August 1st, 2025 edition. You just heard the commercial. Automation is amazing. My Farm Bureau insurance agent, who I greatly appreciate, Tristan Cole, is on the line with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. Making policy transactions with their office here is pretty straightforward and easy, isn't it?
Well, I got to tell you, Vicky and her accountant came together and said it's time for a new vehicle, and put together a great deal with Matthew down at Sarah in Traverse City. Family member got her a employee discount and saved us thousands of dollars. And you, I was amazed. I texted you, I think it was the VIN number or the information, maybe it had been an email or something. And we're there to sign the papers and take delivery. And I said, oh, I forgot to get a hold of Tristan and get the insurance implemented, get it active. He goes, oh no, I already talked to him. It's done. The proof of insurance is right here in your paperwork.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, thank you, Tristan. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you guys for doing what you did. You know, the thing of it is, it's that type of service and getting ready to sell one of the other vehicles that we've had for a long time with you. I'm going down to pick it up right now. It's been detailed and cleaned up, and we're going to be selling the 2008 Cadillac, the DTS. But the thing of it is, it's amazing how we can now, with technology, and like I said, with a matter of a text message or an email, how quickly you guys are able to take care of us.
Well, that, and it was good to work with Matthew down there at the dealership. Super nice guy. You know, all of the information that we needed, he verified and provided for us, as quickly as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for working with him. But Tristan, I want to start off today, and we've talked about this before, but for the new listeners, because we did finally get rid of our final few rear window stickers. I might have maybe 20 left, but we put out 1,000 rear window stickers on vehicles all across 97.7 listening area, and we've got new listeners joining us all the time. I've got like 6 text messages today of people saying, you know, hey, this is the first time I've heard the show. Yes, you do show up as active now, so I got you. We're good to go.
Perfect.
One of the things, I made a major mistake in my life when I was a very young man. My senior year in high school, I had saved up enough money from my paper route to buy a 1975 Chevy Vega hatchback. And I started delivering pizzas the day I turned 16, January 12th that year. I started delivering pizzas for Lamia's. I sold my paper out, and I started delivering pizzas 21 Mile and Van Dyke in Utica, Michigan.
Okay.
And I did that through high school. And back then, now, just to put things relative to today's dollars, back then, I was making $300 to $400 a week cash delivering pizzas, basically working Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and like usually Tuesday, maybe. But I worked really basically the weekend making that amount of net cash.
That's a lot of money.
Well, let's see. What was that? 1974. Well, my dad died when I was 8. He died when his car slid off an icy road, traveling on Parkdale Road between Shelby Township and Rochester, in his 1963 Mercury, December 13th, 1966. I was 8 years old. And his Mercury slid off the road and hit an oak tree, which left a scar on that tree. I saw that tree for many years as I was growing up. Well, a subdivision eventually got built there. The tree's been cut down and removed. But it really weighed on me. It had major impact on my life when I was at the casket during his funeral. And because his legs had been chopped off to get him out of the vehicle, when he hit the tree, the engine came in on top of him. That's how much impact how hard he hit the tree. And they had to cut his legs off from just above the knees to get him out of the car. So it was a half casket. And I remember Grandma Bishop coming up to me and putting her arm on my shoulder and says, well, Randy, you're now the father of your family. Your little brother, Brian, he's five. Your mom's going to rely on you. You're the man of the house. And as I went through my senior year, I bought a condominium, Vista Lakes condominium on Shelby Road, just south of 25 Mile Road in Macomb County, moved out of my mom's house that my dad's life insurance policy paid off the mortgage. Thank God that I was able to stay there. But, you know, I was making good money. I owned a motorcycle. I had season tickets at Pine Knob. I was paying for my own clothes. I had my Vega. And I said, Mom, you know, I love you to death, but I need my own space. I'm going to be going to Michigan State in the fall. I'm graduating high school, and I want to buy a condo. And I did. And as part of that mortgage that I got, I was the first 18-year-old, Tristan, to get a mortgage from Standard Federal Savings and Loan because they changed the age of majority on January 1st that year, 1976. It went from 21 to 18. And when I closed on my birthday, January 12th, I share the same birthday with Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern. I closed and got a letter from Standard Federal congratulating me on being the first 18-year-old to ever get a mortgage in the state of Michigan.
Well, that's cool.
Well, they brought up as part of the mortgage that I should buy life insurance from Standard Federal Savings and Loan. Well, my insurance agent at the time was State Farm. I was with Tom Heward at 24 Mile Road and Mound, just down the street from the Standard Federal, or the branch there that we closed the loan at, 24 in Shelby. And I talked to Tom. He brought me in his office, just like you brought me in your office, you know, just a week or so ago. And he said, Randy, don't buy that crap from Standard Federal Savings and Loan. He says, you're 18, you're buying a condo, you're obviously a very industrial guy, you've got all this energy, you're going to go to Michigan State in the fall. He said, you need $1 million of a whole life permanent life insurance retirement plan. And I'm like, okay, my dad died when I was eight. My mom, she barely made it through the eighth grade down in Kentucky. I said, I don't know anything about what you're talking about, what you just said. And he convinced me to invest, at the time, I think it was $25 a month when I was 18 years old, to have $1 million whole life insurance policy through State Farm. And he explained it that if I paid on it and kept it up to date through my entire life, by the time I was 65, I'd have over $1 million cash value in that permanent whole life plan. Well, I went to Michigan State. Mom did not forward me my mail. And the paper statement that came in, I had to make out a check every month and mail it into the company. My policy lapsed. I was out partying. I was having fun at Michigan State. I was studying really hard. I forgot. Right? I have kicked myself in the butt my entire life because I allowed that permanent whole life insurance policy to lapse. At that cost, $25 a month. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, locked in, super preferred. You had the best rates, and you would be sitting on a pile of cash in that life insurance.
Explain to the audience my screw up, the difference between permanent whole life versus what I have now today with you, $500,000 term life insurance policy. Explain the difference.
Well, so let's look at it in some from a perspective that most people can understand. A term policy, for all intents and purposes, is you're renting a policy. You're not building equity. It is, however, there's the coverage of the face values there for a specified length of time. So if you have a 10-year term policy, a 20-year, a 30-year, there's a lot of different types of term policies, but they're all basically the same. You pay on it and pay on it and you have the coverage, but at the end of that time period, you're all done. And, you know, thankfully you don't die or didn't die, but that coverage then goes away. A permanent policy is a larger, more significant investment. There's options with that to fund the base amount or to overfund it, but it is a policy that you will have for the rest of your life. It does not go away. and the payments that you make into that build what's called cash value inside that as they earn some interest and buy more life insurance. So if you bought a $100,000 whole life policy, when you know, let's say you live to be, and you buy it when you're 30, if you pass away in your 80s, you're going to have some cash value in there. You're going to have more than $100,000 in coverage because you've purchased that much by making those premium payments. There are tools in there to overfund that, to buy more life insurance.
Automatically on its own,
yes,
without
yes.
you making any more payments.
Correct. There's so many different tools in here. So there is where you can overfund it, and then at some point you'll be able to stop paying for that policy because the dividends will continue to pay the policy. Or you can keep paying it and continue to grow that cash value. You can take loans out from that cash value inside that whole life policy. But think of it as renting a policy or actually owning the policy. And, we a lot of us have listened to Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey is not a fan of permanent insurance, but he sure sells the heck out of term policies.
Right.
And so it's all to each their own. And small business owners, individuals that work for themselves, maybe retired early and have no 401k or other retirement plan, they can use permanent life insurance to help supplement and fund their retirement by overfunding that policy. It is a piece of that puzzle that they can put together. Farm Bureau has two, what I call, what they refer to themselves as long-term planning specialists. We'd get you approved for life insurance. We would sit down and have a meeting. We can lay out a lot of different options, but it's an interaction. It takes a period of months to sit down and go into financial details, find out what your goals are, because we can make the best plan in the world, but if you can't fund it, it's worthless. And so these things are very much tailor fit to each individual. Now, you can do this for a young person. You can buy a permanent life insurance policy for a son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, and overfund that, and they will ultimately end up with a significant size, a policy of significant size and cash value.
Well, the thing of it is, everybody listening should do this for young people in their lives. Because you could basically do what I did back in, 1976, the year I graduated high school. It could have been something that would have been permanent. And like you said, a ton of money, retirement paid for, basically covered, a legacy to pass on to the family.
And absolutely. So remember,
yep.
A legacy, that's a big deal. You can have multiple beneficiaries. Maybe you leave it to your kids, your grandkids, a surviving spouse, your brother, the church, the animal shelter, a college alumni group. I mean, there's so many different things that you can do here. But the greatest thing in this is beneficiaries pay no taxes on life insurance. If they're the beneficiary of a life insurance
yep.
policy, state tax-free. Or federal, it's tax-free.
Absolutely.
You can,
I'm going to give out
make,
the phone number
yeah.
to his office, 231-533-6489, or his website, TristanCole.com. Just text me TC. My phone will automatically forward his information to you. Tristan, great information. Thank you. Great advice. Hopefully people will get a hold of you, sir.
Thanks, Randy.
Bottom of the hour news for hour number three, final half hour of today's show. Rick Randall, Road Trip. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading